Hey there, and welcome to the latest episode of Mobile Wallet Marketing Made Easy, the podcast that helps you navigate the ever-changing landscape of mobile marketing. Hi there, and welcome to another episode of Mobile Wallet Marketing Made Easy. I'm Kim Stewart.
And I'm Hazel Fruitman.
And we're here today to talk about cheap real estate technology. So, that's probably kind of like a misnomer. We're focusing on real estate agents, brokers, and realtors in this episode. We haven't had a podcast specifically for this group of our clients in a while. We've got a couple shows in the archive. I believe it's number 4 and number 6 that come to my mind.
Yes.
So if you want to go back after you're done listening to this one and get some more nuts and bolts information about how to start a campaign, how to set up your iBeacons for open house and all that good stuff, it's in those episodes. It's also in some blog articles here on dominoresearch.com and also in the marketing blog on mobilewalletmarketer.com. So you can use those articles to get up to speed pretty quickly.
Yeah, there's a slew of great articles up there. And it's actually a little dirty secret that we want to share, as it seems that real estate agents and realtors and brokers want to use anything that they can in their arsenal of tools to get the listing and sell the next property. And that's what we're talking about today. That's where a mobile strategy comes in. One of the ways is by using a mobile wallet pass and using it as a property listing pass.
Well, so before we get started and we start talking about dirty little secrets, probably at least a good portion of the listeners don't even know what a mobile wallet pass is. The probably only experience they have with the mobile wallet is maybe Apple Pay or Android Pay or something like that. So, Hazel, can you take a couple of minutes, like you normally do, and explain to everybody how a mobile wallet pass, what is it and how does it work?
Okay, so a mobile wallet pass sits in iPhone's Apple Wallet, also in Android, a third-party app in Android phones, and it has all these great technologies attached to it. So there's a front and a back of the pass. The front of the pass will have your brand on it, your company. If you're a real estate agent, you brand yourself, it would have who you are and, you know, your color scheme on it. On the back of the pass, it would have your call to action links. So all your prospects and clients will be able to get a hold of you with just one tap. So you would have a phone number, your email, however you want them to get in touch with you. There's also share features. So if they're on Facebook or Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat, whatever social media profile they have, they can get in touch with you. You can share the pass from mobile to mobile, from right on social media sites, as I mentioned.
Email list.
SMS. So however you want, it will be right in there. It's all a little mini hub on the back of the pass. Let's get back to it. Now, Kim was saying it's a little dirty secret.
No, you said it.
I said it. Well, it is a little dirty secret because I'm speaking to agents that don't know what other agents do know. And that's with this mobile strategy. They're just not using traditional online and offline methods to land the sale, but they find that their mobile presence isn't as strong as they want. Agents use software systems that are in place from their brokerage. This allows them to create sites to showcase the properties. You've seen it all the time. 123street.com. You know, they're running out of .coms now. They use .net. They use whatever.
Use .net.
Yes, of course. Of course we do. This allows them to create sites, you know, again, to showcase the property, post it to their social media to blast it out there. And although it's all cutting edge, you know, they do it in their email lists, their newsletters. But it's cutting edge tech, but nowadays it's simply not enough to stay ahead of their competition. It's also a little dirty secret because when it comes down to it, being seen on mobile, having your real estate brand is an effective way to expand your reach, engage, and close the sale. Because if you're an agent, you're always closing. So as agents don't want them to know how they did.
They don't want other agents.
They don't want other agents to know how they did. Exactly. They want to beat out their competition, their fellow agents, even if you're great friends with them. You don't want them to know what you're doing. So social media advertising is like saturated right now. Kim. Yeah, you know, buying up domains, like we said, sending out emails, using direct mail to inform prospects of your next listing. It's all standard routine ways to produce prospects.
So let's just stop for a second.
Sure.
And I've talked about this. We've had these conversations in previous episodes where literally we go blind to what we see all the time. Now, we probably get, at my house in Arizona, at least 5 pieces of mail every week from real estate agents. These are like big color postcards. They're expensive to produce. We get all kinds of things in the mail, refrigerator magnets, calendars, blah, 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 whatever. And so all these things that are like sort of the traditional means of advertising. And I'm going to go ahead and include websites in that because there's like 9 billion single property listing websites out there, and they're all tied in through these marketing networks into social media, AdWords, etc. And honestly, I don't even see it when I'm looking straight at it anymore. So what we really are talking about here is a way to stand out, a way to connect directly with a prospect, and a way to get results that are much faster than traditional opportunities, and it makes the buyers and the sellers happy.
That's right. Because mobile spending's increased to close to $100 million worldwide. Mobile accounts for 85% of online browsing and traffic. So it's definitely the smartest marketing and advertising right now. Now, there's no one way to use a mobile wallet pass. In fact, we have many realtors who are clients of ours that use 2 or 3 mobile passes at a time, depending what's in play and how busy they are. So what they do is they have a branded pass with their real estate brand on it, who they are. It's right on the front of the pass. So if you're John Doe, right there.
Right. So it's the $7 digital business card.
It is. It's our product, $7 digital business card that they can use. So there's that's on the front of the pass. They can use on the back of the pass. Like we said, is a little mini hub. It's the way to get in contact with you through email, by calling, all in one tap, and you're dialed right into the agent. So that's great for a prospect. Now, as agents, as you know, they all love to talk on the phone.
This is why I'm not an agent.
they're also thrilled that all it takes is a couple of taps so they can call you. Prospects can call you. Because what's the worst thing? Having a business card that's sitting in a drawer and you're ready to call your realtor and you don't know their number.
Yeah, you're somewhere else and the card is back at home. So another one of the really popular ways that real estate agents and brokers use the product is to set up a property listing pass. And what this really does is it recreates the property listing that you have on a single page website or in the mobile wallet, in the multiple listing service. And it does it in a mobile wallet pass form. So you pick, one of the featured property photos, you put that on the front, and on the back, you've got all the details where it's something like 3-bedroom, 3-bath, swimming pool, beachfront, whatever. And you put links to your video tours, your galleries, your social media links about the property. You can put up things that are not necessarily related to that. Links to the site that you created for the listing. You'd want to have like the address on there and one-tap navigation to the property.
That's right.
If you've got a link that brings up like a video tour or the neighborhood crime rate stats, anything the phone will recognize as either an app or a URL, it will automatically load it on the phone with that one tap from the back of the pass.
That's right. Just in one tap. So once a prospect has arrived at the property, you can do other things with the pass. You welcome them to the viewing or open house. Have them go through the property. And as they go through, if there's any features that you want your prospect to know of, You let them know with a mobile update, and it goes right on the front of the lock screen.
Right, and we do this in conjunction with either an iBeacon,
yes,
which is a little tiny radio transmitter that you would perhaps stick in the entryway of the house, or you can do it with a geofencing if you want to, like, welcome them when they're a block away from the house. So combining those things gives you more options.
Yes, that's right. So that's two ways, two passes that realtors have. These are great ways to effectively close the sale. So a property pass can really do other things. As we mentioned, the best of all is that it's real estate tech and it's cheap. And that's why agents are using it. They're not telling you about it because we're trying to compete with you. Pardon me. Now you can do this the same having known what their dirty little secret is. And the bottom line is that they do this so they're seeing a much greater number of listings and making buyers happier faster.
Well, I think, too, it's a powerful tool in your arsenal as a listing agent to be able to go to a prospect. You've got somebody that wants to put a property on the market, and when they're making the decision of which agent or which broker to use, probably the biggest thing they're interested in is, who's going to sell my property the fastest for the most amount of money? And if I, like, you know, let's say we decided that we wanted to sell our house, or you decide you wanted to sell, you know, like, your rental property in Toronto, I want to see an agent who is coming and says, okay, we can certainly do all of these traditional things if you want us to, but we also have this really cool opportunity to do this mobile thing that, while it's new and there are a considerable number of agents that are using mobile and leveraging the power of mobile, it's not so widespread that people are blind to the usage. I mean, a lock screen notification, if you're driving by a property and all of a sudden a lock screen notification pops up and says, hey, by the way, don't forget this lovely 3-bedroom, 2-bath is currently listed at $350,000, you might not have known that. But your agent that you're working with, or the listing agent, might have been smart enough to say, hey, let's geofence this property and let's relate it to all of these other passes that were installed because these people were looking at these properties. So they can, you know, switch up content, add new content, educational stuff, maybe updates about interest rate notifications, all these other things that can be incorporated into, like, an overall strategy that, again, like you said in the beginning, it's mm-hmm. cheap, it's quick, it's easy, and most of all, it's super duper effective.
Yes. It's that dirty little secret that real estate agents do not want to tell one another. So, if you are a real estate agent, you want more information, come talk to us. We can work with you to turn your listings into great ones, have the sales, and have happy clients.
So again, mobilewalletmarketer.com is the platform, and this site, dominoresearch.com, has a lot of, like I say, supporting information, things like how to get a campaign started, how to set up an iBeacon as part of your campaign. There's so much information between the two sites, it's not even funny. We always have people pretty much readily available if you have questions that aren't answered by the information on the site. It's probably 24-hour turnaround time on the business days from the time you say, oh, I want to do a business card, or I want to do a property listing pass, and you've got one that's up, working, and ready to go.
That's right. It's as easy as filling out a form, sending it to us, and we will make it happen. It's really that easy. Real estate tech that's cheap and simple, easy to use.
Yeah, but I hear you have some problem filling out forms.
I do have problems.
Okay, so I think that's going to wrap it up for this episode of Mobile Wallet Marketing Made Easy, and we will talk to you again in 2 weeks. Thanks for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in.